Dumb.
Weird.
Podcast. Hello there, folks. Wes here from the Dumb, Cool, Weird Podcast, and we're doing another Micros episode. So in this episode, what I'd like to talk about is something that is an inconvenient truth for most people. Most people have no business going to college. What do I mean by that? Well, as a millennial, when I was younger, I was told that I had to go to college. And after navigating the world and doing the type of work I do, I found out I don't have to go to college. I didn't have to go to college to do what I do. But I went to college anyway, and I have a lot of debt now. So what I want to talk about in this episode is I feel like more people should go into the trade field, you know, become an electrician, become a plumber, you know, basically what our parents became, what our grandparents were, you know, and there's no shame in being those types of jobs because those jobs pay really well. There's actually a high demand for those types of jobs right now too. You know, if there's any younger people watching this podcast right now, I encourage you to, you know, step out of your comfort zone and go and do some kind of job like that. You know, you'll find that you'll make really good money and there's not a whole lot of capital you got to spend to get that job, you know. You basically go in and you do the things you got to do, and once you've done your apprenticeship, you get out and you start making pretty good money, and then you kind of work your way up, and then once you get to the top of your field, you make pretty decent money, especially if you start your own business. You know, my dad, he was an electrician. You know, when growing up, my dad worked for a place called Action Electric. He was in the union, and he made really good union rates. And then on the side, he would wire boat docks, and he was able to take care of me and my sister and have a really nice two-story house in Dawsonville. You know, I mean, it's nothing to shake a stick at. I mean, it's good money. You know, you'll make, you know, nowadays you'll make anywhere from the high 80,000 to sometimes six figures, you know, if you get yourself in the right position. And, you know, in this economy right now with inflation, I think it'd be really good for most people to do stuff like that. And the thing is, like, I really want people to understand that, you know, if you want to go to college and you really, really want to pursue that, make sure you have the money for it. You know, one thing I will encourage people to do is if you're really poor, look into a Pell Grant and look into a field that you can actually make money on, you know, and just make sure it's something you actually want to do, you know. And the same thing with a trade school. You know, when you go to a trade school to figure out what you want to do, make sure it's something you want to do, something that you might be interested in. You know, something my dad always told me is, you know, have your hobbies and stuff that you love to do in your spare time so you can work towards maybe making that into a, you know, a job one day or a career. But pick a career now that you're really good at and you don't hate yourself doing. Because my dad loves, you know, music, and he was a musician growing up, but he does music in his spare time, and he's a really great electrician, and he loves doing that. He actually enjoys his work, you know. It's good, hard work, and he's really good at it. You know, I'm a filmmaker. That's what I wanted to do. So at the same time, you know, if you really want to pursue a career that you're really passionate about, you know, especially filmmaking like I wanted to do, you don't have to go to school for something like that. You could just go straight in, apprentice with somebody, or basically network with people, learn the skills, and you could start working on sets. You know, it's really not that hard. You know, there's so many good resources out there. There's tons of books you can buy that are way cheaper than going to film school. But that only applies to what I'm talking about with film school. I mean, you could say the same thing with art schools too. Like, if you want to be a painter, just paint. Just learn the skills of painting by reading books and basically practice, practice, practice. You know, same thing with music. It's just all about practice. It's not about going to school and doing those things. You know, I know tons of people who, you know, go to graduate school for some of the stuff I do, and they just spend so much money. I mean, I know one guy that's got $120,000 worth of debt. I mean, there's no need to go into that kind of debt for stuff like that. So what I'm trying to say in this episode is just I encourage people to pick something that's, you know, something that they're good at and they would be okay doing and they would enjoy doing it. And if you have something that you really want to do, you know, unless it's like the STEM field, you know, STEM field, you're going to have to go to college, you know, and that covers a lot of different types of jobs, like working as a doctor or being a lab technician or any kind of job, you know, in the STEM field, you know, IT work. You know, but the thing is, with IT work nowadays, you can actually just get certified and you can start working right away. But, you know, like I said, I highly recommend that before you go to college, trade school, or anything, really sit and think about it. How are you going to pay for this? What is the future for the type of career I want to do? What is that going to hold for me? Make sure there's a lot of resources available to you if you do go to college. Because I really didn't think these things through when I was a kid. I wish I would have. And I think that's the biggest bullshit thing about this country is I feel like kids who are coming out of high school are just not prepared to go into the trade field or the college field, and they have no idea what they're doing. There's not enough education on that. You know, I think schools really need to teach kids about finance, about taxes, about debt, about how all this stuff works. Because it's only glossed over. Because I remember I had a class in economics that just barely glossed over it. And it didn't reinforce that, hey, this is really important. You really need to learn this stuff for your, you know, future self. And it's unfortunate. But, you know, I always encourage people, you know, to just do diligent research before you do anything, before you jump in into anything. Because I feel like not enough people do stuff like that. And that's basically it for this episode. Go ahead and check out our YouTube channel. Subscribe, comment, like. Anytime you do stuff like that, it definitely helps with the algorithm. And go ahead and hit that bell notification so you can get notified every time we upload stuff. We're also on Rumble as well. We're also on all major social media platforms like Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And all of our content gets uploaded to YouTube, goes to Rumble, and goes to Facebook. So you can check that stuff out there. And you can check out our website, www.dumbcoolweird.com, where we have our merch. And we have the audio version of our podcast listed there, as well as the video version of our podcast. So thank you very much. Thank you for watching. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Bye. And stay sexy, Atlanta. Nick's not here. If you want to check out more of our stuff, go to www.dumbcoolweird.com. You'll find our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Patreon link if you want to support us. Also, be sure to check out our merch store. And if you're interested in being on our podcast, you can find a link on our website so you can reach out to us and tell us if you want to talk to us about something that's really weird, dumb, or cool. We'd be glad to hear from you. Hope you'll stay tuned for the next weird-ass episodes we got. Thank you.